There's a poll that's just come out. This is a Fairleigh Dickinson University poll. Said that 29% of Americans agree with the statement. In the next few years, an armed revolution might be necessary in order to protect our liberties. Mm-hmm. Additional 5% were unsure about that. So a third of Americans genuinely believe they need to be armed to possibly rise up against some form of tyranny. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because that is the fundamental basis of American freedom. That has always been the fundamental basis.
Where would the tyranny come from?
The tyranny would come from the government. I mean, this
Barack Obama's government.
No, not Barack Obama's government. Who's? I don't believe that Barack Obama is a tyrannical leader. But
so whose government?
Well, I couldn't name you a name, but it's not a matter of who is in charge. It's a question of what the government does.
Would you personally believe, like a third of these people, that you will need in the next few years, it says, you will need to have weapons to take on your own government?
I don't believe in the next few years. I believe that there is always the possibility of government tyranny. I don't see that happening in the next couple of years. I do think, Pierce, I have to say, I think the reason that there are so many folks who are talking about the possibility of government tyranny is threefold, really. It's the Obama administration's increasing reliance on big government, and that I think threatens some people. I think that it is folks like Alex Jones who do this routine where every time they shut down a city like Boston because of a terrorist attack, it's the end of the world and military laws at hand. And honestly, I think part of it is due to folks like you, Pierce, because, you know, you go out of your way to really give the impression that you're interested in taking away people's fundamental right to bear arms, and I think that scares a lot of folks.
Well, no, I'm not. We've discussed this. I'm not remotely against people having the right to bear arms. I'm seriously against the right to have military-style assault weapons to blow kids' brains to pieces in schools.
I still don't understand your position on this, because you've said you're against assault weapons, but you are okay with handguns. Handguns kill 6,000 people a year. Assault weapons kill 300.
Well, they're both a big problem.
So
handguns
why don't
in Chicago
we just go for the...
and assault weapons with mass shootings.
You're from the UK. Why don't we just go with a full gun ban?
Well, listen. We've discussed this. The UK has 40, 50 gun murders a year.
Right, so why don't
America
we...
has 12,000. Why don't we try our way? Let's move on to this.
I'm glad you finally let your agenda out there.
I don't have an agenda. I just want to make America safe and save lives. It's my agenda. Let's